views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
Getting better together. Welcome to the hit show Master's Chambers with your trusted friend, Connie Fife. Each week, Connie will connect you with the best of the best thought leaders from around the globe to share strategies and best practices so you too can get fired up to create a culture of emotional engagement, wins, losses, and aha moments. Get fired up to grow your business with the Emotional Engagement Stylist. Now, here is your host, Connie Fife.
Hey, thanks for tuning in to today's program. Today's guest is super dynamic, a no-nonsense kind of gal. She knows how to get her done. And I want to get right to talking with Eva Diamond, because you're listening to Master's Chambers, and I'm Connie Fife. And talking to Eva Diamond is like talking to an old friend, because we have so much in common, so much to catch up on. You could say she's kind of like my soulmate, because her superpower is just like mine. It's speaking. So I'm thrilled to introduce Eva Diamond. And her business is Big Impact Speaking. Eva's been sharing her wisdom since she was roughly about 7 years old, when she taught school in her garage to five of her neighbor kids that she's bribed to be her students, because who wants to be in school at five? But you know what? I could really imagine that, because I remember playing around the playgrounds myself with some of the neighborhood kids. It was pretty fun and awesome. She draws on her 19 years as a speaker to help her clients really laser focus their message, craft a signature talk, and deliver it in a way that impacts their audience and really moves them into action. She's passionate. She's so passionate about helping people and helping business owners rock their message so they can expand their influence and reach, really become the go-to expert in their field. And isn't that what we all want to be? We want folks to pick up the phone and say, I want to talk to somebody about leadership. Oh, well, I'm going to call Connie Fife. And also easily get all the clients that you want. Wouldn't you like that as well? To be able to just get those clients, have that telephone ringing and calling you. But it doesn't always happen that way. And it does take some work to do that. But you can find out more about Eva. You could also head on over to her website at bigimpactspeaking.com. And you could also download her free speaking power pack there as well. But I also want you to stay tuned, because later in the show, we're going to be giving away Eva Diamond's 12 step to becoming a kick-ass speaker. So, hey, I always called you Diva. Hey, Diva. So, no, welcome to the show, Eva.
Thank you. I'm thrilled to be here.
Well, so tell me, how did you bribe your neighborhood friends at only the age of seven?
With candy, because, you know, what do kids in the neighborhood want? They want candy at that age, or they did back when I was growing up. So that was the plan. See, my dad was in the den watching black and white TV. He was watching golf, so that dates me a little. And I went in and said, Dad, I want to have a school. Can we set one up in the garage? And he said, why do you want to do that? It's the summer. Why don't you just have fun? And I said, it will be fun. I'm going to be the teacher. So we set up a card table and chairs, and I went and got candy so I could round up some kids. And my mom rounded up some supplies for us and put it out in the garage. And I taught school for a long time that summer in my garage to five other little kids.
How cool is that? And to think someday you would actually be educating other people.
Yeah, it really has been the pattern through my whole life, from that little school in the garage to I was a very smart ass kid. It being an intelligent kid is not good when you also have a mouth on you. So yeah. I was smart and had a mouth. And so I would finish my work really early in school, and they didn't know what to do with me. So in the third grade, they sent me in. Our school had all the kids that had Down syndrome in the entire district bused to our school, and they were in one classroom. Kids weren't mainstream back then.
Right.
I really became the teacher's aide to that teacher when I finished with my work, because it kept me out of trouble. So I was teaching from the third grade for real. And then I became a high school teacher for 4 years at a college before I went into corporate America. Yeah, so I've kind of always been doing this since about the time I was seven. Just it took different ways and different formats and different paths as I advanced in my career. But it's really been the same thing. It's been teaching people and empowering them to get new skills and new ways of thinking.
Oh, that's really interesting. And that's a lot of what we really talk about on transformation, is how people... I mean, you really know as a child, I mean, your core values of what you're going to do. Like you were a teacher. I did a lot of the same thing. And as you grow older, it's like, okay, what do I really enjoy doing? And again, it was, oh, I like talking. So, and so how do I make a living doing that? So that was one thing I wanted to ask you about. I was reading some of your material. So I just want to get your perspective on this. So when does someone know when they're ready to speak?
I think when they have something to say, quite frankly. One of the challenging things is really to figure out what your message is. What are you here to do, and what are you here to bring forth to the world? Because a lot of times people will look at the speaking profession and say, oh, I can go make $5,000 in an hour giving a speech. I think I'll go do that. That's a lot easier than working somewhere for $20 an hour. So they're doing it for the wrong reasons. I think when people have a message that they are compelled to share, and there's a market need for that message, in other words, that message solves a problem that someone is willing to pay to solve, then they're ready. Now, they might not have the skill set yet. Right. And it's easier to teach the skill set than to implant a message into somebody. So once they have a message, you can learn the skill set. Now, I'm not saying you can learn the skill set in 2 weeks, but it's certainly a learnable skill. Putting a speech together is a learnable skill. Storytelling is a learnable skill. Learning how to sell from the stage in a way that's not pushy or gross or makes someone feel like they have to take a shower afterward. That's a learnable skill. But, you know, having that thing deep within you that you need to express that solves a market problem, that's when you're really ready to start learning the skills.
Well, the one thing I thought about when you were saying that, because I coach many speakers, a lot of NSA, National Speakers Association. I make sure I said that in fully. National Speakers Association, not the NSA. About speaking. And I just had a client just recently. She was just stuck because she's been trying to learn how to speak basically in someone else's shoes. And I really had to break it down for her to say, I know you have a message to share, but at the end, you know, does it matter? I mean, it's a learnable skill, but you still need to be your authentic self.
I absolutely agree with that. What happens a lot is that someone will go to an event or a conference or a convention, and they'll see a speaker that they think is amazing. And so then their goal becomes to speak just like them.
Right.
And that's exactly the wrong thing to do. You know, the worst speakers in my mind, well, I think there's two kinds of worst speakers. And I know that's not grammatically correct. So, but I think that's the best way to say it. There's two kinds of worst speakers. The first kind of worst speaker is the one who makes it all about them instead of being there to serve that audience.
Right.
And you've seen them. They kind of make your skin crawl. You know, that's when you take your phone out and you get on Facebook and just try not to be conspicuous that you've tuned in.
Right.
The second kind of worst speaker is the speaker that you talk to them in the hallway and they're this vivacious, kind, powerful, just cool person. Right. And then they get up on stage and they become this persona. They become super speaker. They become this idea of what they think a speaker should be.
Yeah, the voice changes. And
exactly.
Very, very theatrical. And let me tell you, and that's what actually what this person was doing. And I'm like, okay, we need to tone that down. And I actually had a conversation with her and I was recording it and I kept asking her to tell me about her speech. And just like this, you and I having a conversation and I was on Zoom so I could see her body language and how she was moving. And I did that for about 45 minutes. And when we got done, I said, congratulations, you just wrote your new keynote speech. You just have to be your authentic self. You can't try to be somebody else. You can't try to be, you know, too colorful than who you are. So, but it's okay to learn and practice from other people, but just don't become them.
Yeah, you know, there was a time I was speaking here in Northern Colorado, and one of my National Speakers Association colleagues was on the same program as me. And the way this site was set up, you had to go from one building for lunch to the other building. And we were both after lunch speakers. So we had to go to another building and it was pouring down raining. So we drove over there and we were having this very animated conversation in the car and we were laughing and carrying on. And then we went in and she was on first and she got up on stage to do her speech. And it was like, she wasn't even there. Here's how I talk about it. It's like you couldn't feel her. It was almost like as she gestured, you could almost see her little brain going, okay, now move your arm 45-degree angle to the right as you step forward. But she was over-rehearsed, over-practiced, and became wooden. She was not the vivacious, charming woman I had just driven over there with. And
right.
I think what I would really say to people is, that might have worked 20 years ago. You know, there was that style of motivational speaker that 20 years ago people expected. In today's world, people want to see you. They want to feel your pain. They want to understand your journey. They want you to be authentic. They want to know that part of you that's just like them so they can relate to you.
But okay, Ava, we could go on and on here, but I'm going to have to stop you because we have to head out to a commercial break. So keep listening because you don't want to miss any of the good stuff coming yet from Ava Diamond.
Tune in to the hit show Masters Chambers with your trusted friend Connie Fife, Mondays 1 p.m. Pacific, 4 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Each week, Connie will connect you with the best of the best thought leaders from around the globe to share their strategies and best practices. Getting better together. To book Connie, visit ConnieFifeSpeaks.com.
Tune in each Wednesday at 1 p.m. Pacific Time, 4 Eastern Time on Transformation Talk Radio to Limelight Radio with Katina Macris. This is an inspirational, cutting-edge radio show educating worldwide listeners on a diversity of Lyme disease-related topics. Each week, Katina will interview some of the world's leaders in health, wellness, spirituality, and human potential. For more information, visit LimelightRadio.com.
Tired of traditional talk? People pontificating about this or that, the left or the right? Sometimes the truth is just all lost in the noise. Tune in each week to Straight Talk with Chuck Gallagher on TransformationTalkRadio.com, Mondays at 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 p.m. Eastern, as nationally known guests talk about what's important to you, your life, your concerns, and your success. Tune in and turn on to Straight Talk with Chuck Gallagher. Visit ChuckGallagher.com for more information.
Pure Encapsulations is committed to producing the most complete line of research-based nutritional supplements, from fish oil to probiotics to multivitamins and more. Available through qualified health professionals and community pharmacists, finished products are pure and hypoallergenic to optimize the long-term health of all patients, even the most sensitive. With Pure Encapsulations, you can rest assured that you're getting the purest and highest quality nutritional supplements available. Ask a qualified healthcare practitioner about Pure Encapsulations today and discover why it's the supplement brand of choice for healthcare professionals worldwide. For more information, please visit www.pureencapsulations.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. These products are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Called the Oprah of radio by her listeners, award-winning host Dr. Pat Basile is blowing the doors off of traditional talk radio. Get ready for an energizing delivery and powerful interviews with leaders in the field of human potential. Dr. Pat's fresh, new perspective on living life full out has catapulted her show to the top of talk radio. Tune in and Dr. Pat will help you thrive instead of merely survive. Visit thedrpatshow.com. That's thedrpatshow.com for listening times in your area.
Welcome back. To joining me today is Ava Diamond, who is sharing her secret sauce to becoming a kick-ass speaker. But Ava, I'd like to know, I'm really curious to know more about you. I was reading some of your material, and I really am thinking, like, this woman's like a roadrunner with all of the hobbies and everything you do. And the one thing that I really noticed that you've been a book contributor many times over, in addition to writing your own book, your own material. So does writing come natural to you?
I think it does. You know, I've always been a voracious reader. Okay. And I have a lot to say. So, you know, I write a weekly blog, and contributing to books was actually an easy way to get started. When I had my first invitation to do that, I was new to the speaking profession, and I asked my mentor if that was a good idea. And he said, you know, it's like a big business card. It's a more expensive business card, but it gives you credibility. So I've been part of four, I think, anthology books. And then I wrote a book back in 2004 called Great Quotes from Feisty Women, which is a personal development book, which has a quote on the left-hand page, and then I write about it on the right-hand page. And I'm currently in the process of writing a book on leadership. So I'm interviewing leaders from around the world. And I have a subtitle, but not a title. The subtitle is 7 Ways to Be a Leader People Want to Follow. Haven't found the single word title that's going to be the title yet. Yeah, I love writing. I'm not as disciplined as I'd like to be. This book probably should have been out around Christmas time, but I'm plugging away at it.
Yeah, yes, because I'm working on my next book now, too. It's, again, the subtitle is Emotional Engagement. It's also around leadership. And, of course, my agent has me on a deadline. So I said, could I do that over the winter? Because, like you said, you really have to be disciplined. I believe when I go into writing, it's like I go into my cave, because this will be my 5th book. And so everything around me needs to be organized and structured and have my team working at all capacities so I could really focus on writing and kicking out that next book. So I know exactly what you're talking about there. Now, for me, I am not a natural writer, though. I'll just sit down and start writing and writing and writing, but I definitely need a good somebody really good at proofing to go back and read the book after me.
So. Yeah, I think that's where my 4 years as an English teacher comes in really handy.
Oh, yes, definitely coming in. I'll send you my book and proof it.
Yeah.
I pay a professional proofer to proof it, to look at it, and then somebody else to edit it. So it's a process to get through everything.
Yeah. God, I normally don't need an editor, but I definitely need a proofreader because you can't proof your own stuff.
No, you just can't. And there's times, even the last book, after it was printed, I went back and I thought, oh, there's a typo right there. I mean, it was something small, but it was still, you know, somebody like an English teacher would pick up on that. And so, I mean, I did notice that. And it was like 5 or 10 eyes on it before it even went out.
Yeah.
The other thing you mentioned too, and I believe in this as well, that your book is your calling card.
Yeah.
It's what gives you the credibility. I mean, every speaking proposal I do, it's, you know, here's all the books that I've written and, you know, and the blogs that I do. And it really gives you that credibility, and it is so powerful.
It is. And, you know, in today's world, it's hard to have your content stand out because everyone, you know, 5 years ago, if you had a weekly blog, you were standing out from the crowd. But in today's mm-hmm. world, everybody is creating content.
Yes.
So now it's a matter of how do you create such kick-ass content that you stand out from the crowd? How do you get it in front of more eyes? How do you get it more widely distributed? How do you get people talking about it? And I think that's the challenge for all of us as writers and authors.
It's a huge challenge, and to get noticed as a writer or an author or a blogger, and how do you stand out? It takes more than just writing that material. And that's why your book, your writings really become your calling card. So it's okay, you know, I write blogs, I write books, I'm a contributor of other books, I'm a speaker. So it's the whole package.
Right.
It's not just one thing that the event planners are looking at, because they're not, when they get all of these proposals, because I mean, we could agree, it's really a competitive industry. Mm-hmm. And when they get all these proposals, they're not saying, who am I going to hire? They're saying, who am I eliminating off of this list? So I can get down to that one person that's going to come in, make, you know, me, the event planner, sparkle. Mm-hmm. And, you know, we're not going to hesitate to write that check.
And Connie, you know as well as I do that the best way to get speaking gigs is not to have to fill out proposals, but to be
That's
so
right.
amazing from the platform that
That's right.
people in that audience want to bring you into their organizations.
Yes.
It's a lot easier to get spinoff business from your current business than it is to have to fill out proposals that are cold when people don't already know you and they haven't already seen you.
Absolutely. And going back to what you said before, you don't want to bore the audience and have them, you know, very discreetly on their social media. You want them on your social media saying how wonderful this person is that I'm sitting here and listening to.
That's right. You want them tweeting you and talking about
yes.
you on Facebook. You don't want them, you know, playing Candy Crush or
yeah.
just looking at their friends on Facebook. That's what you don't want. And it's your job. I mean, seriously, it's your job in today's world to be that compelling, to be that engaging, so that no one would think about having their eyes anywhere except on you
right.
or on their phone if they're quoting you.
Right.
And if you're not that good, then you shouldn't be on that stage. You have to be compelling in today's world. Audiences sit there and watch TED Talks and have extremely high expectations.
Yes.
Content and delivery. You can't go up there and suck.
You just can't, because then they're going to be on there tweeting saying this person sucks. And, you know, every event planner is going to pick up on that and forget that. You'll never get hired again. So, yeah, you have to practice. You have to learn. So again, going back to the book, I guess we can both agree that it is really important for a speaker to write a book. Now, a question that I do get is, how big does that book need to be in order to be considered an accomplishment or to give that person credibility? What's your rule of thumb on that?
I think that you really have to decide what is your goal for the book. If your goal for the book is to have a product to sell from the back of the room to make some additional revenue, it could be a pretty skinny book. Because people, if you rock it, people want to take you home with them. It's like a souvenir. So then, you know, a thin book is okay. It's not a really big deal. If you want to be a New York Times bestselling author, well, you've got to have something pretty substantial, and it should,
right.
You know, you've got to have a big book. But, you know, it's, I think people really are daunted by writing a book. They're like, oh my God, how am I don't have enough to say. And I write books in really the way that I wouldn't recommend that you do it, but it works for me. I sit down and just start writing about what I want to write about. Like most people, they put together an outline and it's going to be this chapter and this chapter and this chapter. I don't start that way. I'm like,
I don't either. It's like, okay, let me just go through this. But going back to what you said, that it's so daunting, but people, I want people to know that just start writing like you just said. Yeah. And if it's your first book, it's okay if it's a tiny book. My first book, don't laugh at me, my first book was 40 pages of quotes.
Well, you know, my great quotes from Feisty Women started out to be that. I had heard Larry Winget speak at a National Speakers Association.
Oh, I love him.
Maybe in 2003. And he said, if you don't have a book, put together a book of quotes. And I'm like, I could go back and do that this weekend. So I started looking up all these quotes from all these powerful women. But as I was finding them, they were triggering like stories or things I wanted to say. Right. So what I wound up doing was putting together this book where the quote was on the left-hand page, and then I wrote about it on the right-hand page. And then I had all these other quotes left over. So I put together four little small spiral-bound gift books. One is like life quotes for feisty women, soul quotes for feisty women, success quotes for feisty women. So then I had this book and I had these four little gift books. And that was
You did many more quotes than I did. But let's talk about that in a minute because we have to go to break. But I want everyone to know that we have a giveaway from Eva Diamond. So stay tuned because when we return, I'm going to tell you more about that giveaway.
If you're one of the millions of Americans suffering from anxiety, you probably know how powerless and out of control this emotion can make you feel. This is why it is so important to remember that anxiety is created by your mind, which means that you can learn to use your mind to uncreate it. Hello, my name is Dr. Friedman Schaub. My award-winning book, The Fear and Anxiety Solution, provides you with a step-by-step breakthrough process to understand and resolve the root causes of your anxiety and build a solid foundation of confidence and inner peace. If you're ready to take your power back, visit thefearandanxietysolution.com. That's thefearandanxietysolution.com or call 866-903-6463. That's 866-903-MIND.
Tune in to the hit show Masters Chambers with your trusted friend, Connie Fife, Mondays, 1 p.m. Pacific, 4 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Each week, Connie will connect you with the best of the best thought leaders from around the globe to share their strategies and best practices. Getting better together. To book Connie, visit ConnieFifeSpeaks.com.
naturopathic doctor, founder of the Martha's Vineyard Holistic Retreat, and author of the New York Times bestseller, 21 Pounds in 21 Days, Dr. Ronnie DeLuce has helped tens of thousands of people, including celebrities and athletes, with her message of lifestyle change. Now Dr. Ronnie DeLuce wants to help you. You too can be saved. Email Dr. Ronnie DeLuce at info@ronniedeluceonradio.com and visit mtheholisticretreat.com. Dr. Ronnie DeLuce, your partner in wellness.
Welcome back. We're having a really exciting show today talking with Eva Diamond, who's sharing how you can increase your influence, your impact, and your income through speaking. Well, one of the first things I was thinking about, Eva, is how, I mean, whether you're in corporate or you're an entrepreneur, how does speaking help accelerate your business?
Connie, that's such a good question. Let me start with corporate. We all know that no job in corporate is secure anymore in today's world.
And this is true.
You have to get known as an expert in your field. You have to build your own personal brand. And one of the ways to do that is to speak at conferences to get known in your expertise and to get a reputation that is bigger than just your current job at your current company. So that if you choose to leave, or if the company chooses to leave you, which often happens,
right. You
have a lot of alternatives because you've been building contacts, you've been getting known, you've been building a reputation, you've been building a brand around yourself and your expertise that goes beyond your current position. And that's why I think it's really important for corporate people to get out and speak at events and speak at conferences and do online events when they have the opportunity, when they're invited, and be a part of telesummits and just do all the things that they can do to get themselves known as a go-to person in their area of expertise.
Right. And that's that's fantastic advice. I wish I had that advice. And when I was CEO of Girl Scouts, I was speaking all the time, but not realizing that I was building my personal brand. And it was only after that the Girl Scouts left me. And I actually struggled a bit with that because I'm like, okay, I'm a CEO of Girl Scouts. What do I do now? And then it finally dawned on me and hit me. It was actually my agent said to me, she said, you were the CEO of the number one leadership program in the world for women. So tell me what you're going to talk about. And it was like the light bulb went off and I was like, oh, leadership?
So I think
we got it.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, there's your pathway right there. It's like, right. What were you born to speak about? What is your skills and expertise and passion lead you to? And clearly for you, it was leadership. So let me talk about entrepreneurs for a second, if I can.
Yes, yes.
So entrepreneurs, here's the thing. There is nothing that builds know, like, and trust faster than getting in front of an audience of your ideal clients. So what happens is Joel Kahn, he's a brilliant internet marketer, if you're not aware of him. He says it's not just know me, like me, trust me. It's know me, like me, trust me, pay me. Ooh. So you may be selling something in that speech. So maybe you have a 5-week coaching program and you're going to structure what I call a speak to sell speech, where you're weaving your sales message into your speech and then you're making an offer at the end. So
right,
you may be, it may be pay me right there on site, or it may be add them into your tribe. They'll become part of your newsletter list. You'll build a relationship with them. And over time, you will offer things to them and you will buy. And they will buy, excuse me. So there's no better way to build a relationship with your ideal clients than to be in front of them with a message that is exactly targeted to what they're struggling with the most, to what they would pay anything to get rid of. And you are there with the expertise and the solution for them, as well as a personal story that engages them and makes them relate to you and has them saying, this woman really gets me. In fact, if you're excellent at it, they should be sitting there going, oh my gosh, she got inside my head. How did she know exactly what I'm thinking and what I'm struggling with? And then you're going to hand them the solution on a silver platter.
And then you're in. And that goes back to engaging your audience, making a connection, letting them know. And like you said, and showing me the money, because that's really what it's all about. And that's why we do what we do. I mean, yes, we love what we do. I mean, and you have to enjoy what you do, but you also have to make a living at it too.
Exactly. And you know, in today's world, it's a little tough because there's this whole notion now of people need to speak for free.
And that, yes,
that's a problem in our industry. And there's a difference between speaking to sell, which is very prevalent in the coaching industry and in the service industry, mm-hmm. where you're not necessarily paid for your speech, but you're selling a program or product, and you may well make way beyond what you could have made at a speaking fee in that event. And then there's the paid speech where you go show up, they write you a check for thousands of dollars, and everybody lives happily ever after.
Right,
but unfortunately, in today's world, with the advent of TED and TEDx and some other venues where people are speaking for free, there's a lot of meeting planners now who say, well, I can get speakers for free, which is really problematic for the paid professional speaker. And the more people who agree to do that, the more they hurt the speaking industry.
Well, I have to agree with you there. And I mean, I'm going to throw in my two cents on that for whatever is worth. Because yes, because I get people calling me all the time. Well, could you come in and speak? And we're going to have an audience of, you know, 2,000 people, and but we're not going to pay you. It's, you know, you're going to speak to sell. Now, personally, when I go to programs like that, I am turned off. I am just turned off because I know what's hurting the speaking industry, and I want to go there to be educated. I don't want to be there to have somebody on stage, like a hard sell. You know, this is what my program is. You got to buy it. I don't like working that way.
Yeah, I mean, I think there's a time and place for that. And let me just do a little bit of a shift in talking about this. I think there's a time and a place for the speak to sell model. Like I said, it's very prevalent in the coaching industry.
Yes. Mm-hmm. And I do a lot of coaching.
Yeah. But here's the thing about it. And I really now I never believe in a hard sell. And I teach people to sell in a way that is very authentic and genuine and not sleazy and gross.
Right. But
here's the thing. In 45 minutes or an hour, you're really not going to transform somebody's life. You're going to give them a few tools. You may be able to shift their thinking. Mm-hmm. But most people, if they have a long-standing problem, are not going to fix it by listening to you for 45 minutes, no matter how damn good you are.
Right.
They need some longer-term help. They need a program, they need some hand holding, they need assignments, they need accountability. So you may have a program that you put together that will help them transform whatever that thing is that they're struggling with. So really, what it's a disservice not to offer them a solution to that problem if you truly can solve that problem with a program that's deeply based in your expertise. The problem is you get some of these people that really abuse the audience and pressure them and berate them and shame them into buying. And I think that's really what gives that whole industry a bad name. Whereas if you're on that stage with the heart of service, knowing you can help those people, then the people for whom it is perfect and you offer the right message, you're going to serve them much better if you're able to work with them beyond that 45 minutes.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, and you do need a call to action. It's that hard selling. Like you said, the ones that make you want to run out and take a shower, they're the ones that are really, really giving it a bad name. But I'm going to shift a little bit because we are going to be running out of time shortly. But I just want to play devil's advocate for a minute. What if, because again, public speaking is still the number one fear, the people's biggest phobia. And I just looked it up this morning to confirm that in the Washington Post. So public speaking is still the person's number one fear. So what happens, I mean, we're telling people this is your biggest marketing strategy. Do you have any other advice in 1 minute or less, any other advice for somebody that does have that fear of speaking?
Yeah, and I think here's the best advice. Remember that it's not about you. It's about the audience and how you can serve them. I think one of the reasons people become terrified is because they think they have to be perfect, or they go, what if I lose my place? Well, you know what? I have fallen off the stage in front of a room of 300 meeting planners. I have forgotten my place in a speech when I was keynoting with Jack Canfield of the Chicken Soup for the Soul fame. Things happen. The audience doesn't care. To them, it just makes you more human. So there's a lot of tools and tips and techniques, and we're 45 seconds into my 1 minute, so I won't share them yet. But I think the biggest thing, the bottom line, is remember, it's about being real and serving that audience, not about being perfect.
Well, I had shared at the beginning of the show that we have Eva Diamond's 12 Steps to Being a Kick-Ass Speaker. And she is sharing the link with you that you can go in and download this offer for free. So I'm going to read that really quick. But if you miss it, just head on over to my website at ConnieFifeSpeaks.com, and I'll make sure that you have the information there for you as well. But it's big-impact-speaking.com/kickass/. But you can find it again on my website. So we're heading off to a break. We'll see you in a few minutes.
How would you like increased health and vitality? How would you like to avoid the onset of disease as well as slow the aging process? This is all possible through a simple, safe, and natural process. Every day we are either moving toward wellness or away from wellness.
Hi, I'm Mary Jane Mack. I'd like to be your partner in achieving optimal health. Contact me now at MaryJaneMack.com or call 425-392-0659. Visit MaryJaneMack.com.
Dr. Linda Salvin,
metaphysical master,
now bringing insight and metaphysical abundance to your living room with her spirit-filled candle line, Wicks of Wisdom. Dr. Linda's unique formulations of pure and powerful herbs, oils, and essences can assist you in love, luck, finances, health, and more.
Wait till you experience the power of Wicks of Wisdom.
Find out how these amazing candles can help you. See them now and order yours at lindasalvin.com.
Or call 888-509-1077.
Tune in to The Truth Is Funny with Colette Stephan each Wednesday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This hit show will have you thinking outside the box and riding the wave of infinite potential. Join Colette on the Higher Self Network, inspiring listeners to shine their brilliance and ensure success while roaring with laughter as they recognize the humor of the giant cosmic joke. Visit TheTruthIsFunny.com.
Tune in to the hit show Master's Chambers with your trusted friend Connie Fife, Mondays 1 p.m. Pacific, 4 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Each week, Connie will connect you with the best of the best thought leaders from around the globe to share their strategies and best practices. Getting better together. To book Connie, visit ConnieFifeSpeaks.com.
Introducing the Lucid Planet, a digital gathering place featuring cutting-edge, high-vibrational content that will empower and inspire you to become the greatest version of yourself. Visit the Lucid Planet today to stimulate your mind, body, and soul as you connect with a global community of like-minded people. The Lucid Planet is edited by renowned psychologist and author Dr. Kelly Neff, who is here to help you cope with anxiety, connect to your higher purpose, uncover your true passions, and live your dreams. Dr. Kelly's fresh, compassionate perspective emphasizes growth, transformation, healing, and thriving, even in the face of adversity. Say goodbye to bad news and low vibrational media for good, and become part of the larger collective of people working together to navigate the global shift of consciousness and transform the world from within. Join the planet, the Lucid Planet. Visit thelucidplanet.com. Welcome home.
You're listening to Master's Chambers, and I'm Connie Fife, and joining me today is Ava Diamond. If you want to rock your speaking, increase your influence, impact, and income, then you want to check out Ava Diamond. She's the gal for you. So let's get ready to rock. This is the lightning round, Ava, and it's all about you.
Okay, I'm ready. I don't know what it is, but throw it at me.
All righty. Well, we're going to be asking you 10 questions, and you could pass. Or you can answer or just make something up.
Okay.
Okay. All right. Let's go. So what is your favorite TV show?
Oh, boy. Probably Orange is the New Black at the moment. Or, what was the one about the meth lab? That was my other favorite on Netflix. I can't think of the name of it right now.
Breaking Bad
and Orange is the New Black.
Okay, maybe we can have a little trivia game going. Who was your first celebrity crush?
My first celebrity crush, probably Paul from the Beatles.
Oh, well, he gets hit on a lot, especially on our show. What is your hidden talent? And I know you have a lot.
You know, I don't know that they're talents. I think they're more hobbies.
Okay.
Like hiking. I do a lot of art. I make jewelry. I do mosaics. I do photography. I do pottery. Anything where you don't have to be able to draw, because I can't draw. And then I love to travel. So that's not a talent, although I'm pretty good at going with the flow, which comes in handy when you're traveling internationally.
This is true. And you also did the cancer walk.
I did. I did the Avon Breast Cancer Walk when it was 60 miles over 3 days. I think they've changed it now. But
okay.
I did that walk, and I've also walked a half marathon.
Okay, nice, nice. So what is your favorite business book?
My favorite business book, I don't know. I'd have to give that more thought than I could do in a lightning round. But I'd say my favorite leadership book, which is where my focus is at the moment, is True North by Bill George. And
okay.
I love that book because it talks about your authentic self and your values and your leadership principles and your motivations. And it's a great book. Whether it's my favorite business book of all time, I'm not sure, but it's one I'm loving.
Yeah, I like that book as well. I love that book as well. Who is your most influential person?
It's my ex. My ex is my best friend, and Joe is, this is going to make me sound really bad, but Joe's a better person than I am. Joe's like nicer and kinder and more aligned from a soul perspective. And, you know, so Joe is really one of the people that I admire the most, influences me the most, and I'm very grateful that we're still best friends, even though we're exes.
Well, go Joe.
Yeah.
What is your worst habit?
My worst habit, probably eating sugar. It's probably the one that has the worst impact on me.
Okay.
I'd love to be one of those people who could give up sugar for life, and I've never been able to do it.
Okay. Well, something to work towards. What's your favorite success quote?
My favorite success quote is from Audre Lorde. And she says, when I dare to be powerful, to use my strength in service of my vision, it becomes less and less important whether I'm afraid.
So then the next one is, who is your cheerleader, the person that keeps you going?
That would be my ex.
Okay. Could you imagine living your life any other way?
I could. I could see living my life much the way I do now, but with much more international travel than I'm doing. I'm really just starting speaking in Asia, and I could see doing a lot more of that and adding in speaking in Europe, which I'm not currently doing. So I think it's sort of like my current life, but amplified with more international travel.
Okay. And then what advice would you give to your younger self?
I would say love yourself more. It took me a long time to get there. And I would also say to my younger self, quit worrying about what everybody else thinks. It's like, figure out what you think and follow that. My mom tried to tell me that as a young kid. My mom was one of those, oh, screw what everybody else thinks. I'm going to do whatever I want. But I was influenced by peers a lot more than I would have liked to be. So if I were talking to my younger self, I would say, stay the course. Don't worry about what anyone else is doing or what anyone else says or thinks. Just trust your inner knowing and walk your own path.
Well, Ava, you've been a beautiful guest. So how can our listeners get in touch with you if they have any more questions?
The best thing for them to do is just reach out to me at ava@avadiamond.com or ava@bigimpactspeaking.com. I'll get them either way.
Okay, great. So do you have any parting words for our listeners?
Well, my parting words for you, Connie, would be thank you so much for inviting me. This has been a joy and a really fun conversation. And my best parting words for your listeners would be, no matter what your fear level is or whether you feel you're ready, put together a message and get out in front of a few people and deliver it. Begin to get comfortable in front of an audience. Begin to spread your message and then let the ripple effect really get your message out there so you become known as a thought leader and you have more impact and more influence and more income.
Well, that was absolutely beautiful advice coming for you. And I want to thank you for being here on today's show because I know that you have an extremely busy schedule. So thank you for taking the time to be here.
Oh, it's been a delight.
Thank you. So if you're not using public speaking or motivational speaking as part of your marketing strategy, you're leaving money on the table. It's one of the most powerful ways to bring clients and cash into your business and to get your message to the people who need it the most. Mm-hmm. It really creates a true connection and an unparalleled business opportunity for you. So thanks for chatting with us and being here today. I look forward to chatting with you again next week right here on Master's Chambers because we're getting better together. Your comments are always welcome. Send me an email. Send it off to teamfife@conniefifespeaks.com. Next week coming up is another great show with Keith Abraham. So be sure to join the conversation because we really do love to hear from you. For more great tips, free tips, I'll add, on how you can transform managers into leaders and accelerate your business, head on over to my website at conniefifespeaks.com. I'll see you over there. Thanks for listening and have a great week. And we'll be talking again real soon.
You've been listening to the hit show Master's Chambers with your trusted friend, Connie Fife. Tune in each Monday, 1 p.m. Pacific, 4 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Each week, Connie will connect you with the best of the best thought leaders from around the globe to share their strategies and best practices so you too can create a culture of emotional engagement. Getting better together. Connie is available for corporate speaking and executive training. To book Connie or to catch the archive, visit ConnieFifeSpeaks.com.